This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy, just 35 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Hope your Friday is off to a wonderful start. Joining me now, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my friend, the Buffs were rocking and rolling, and I'm thinking, no, they're going to get through Arizona State. Arizona State never wins in Boulder, but they found a way to get it done. And I mean, I don't know how realistic it was to think that the Buffs would get like an at-large bid anyway, but That one almost kind of silences that effort. Now we're kind of looking for best Pac-12 standings and making some magic happen in the Pac-12 tournament.
Well, that's what you call laying an egg last night. I mean, you know, here you've got a team, and I was just on, in fact, an hour ago with the Pac-12 Network talking about this very thing, and I told them, I said, you know, it's college athletics, so who can figure it out, right? You got a team that's won five in a row. Their offensive numbers were spectacular during that five-game winning streak. Three straight on the road, of course, last week. And you're heading down the home stretch. You've got 18 wins. You're back in the battle for the first round bye to Pac-12, you know, battling Oregon for, you know, that number four seed. And then you come home and just walk out there and look like you're running in cement all night long. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, that's one of those that, you know, it'll go down as one of those most perplexing games I've seen in a long time. But, you know, it just Bill McCartney always used to say, you know, the mental is to physical is 4-1. And that was not a physical problem last night. That was all between the ears for a young basketball team. And they came out and laid an egg. So, yeah, very disappointing.
What a bummer, too. And how about this, Mark? So how realistic were those conversations? I mean, were they heating up? I mean, you said it, a five-game winning streak. This Buffs team, you know, they climbed up, way up in the Pac-12 standing, sitting, in fifth place. Was there realistic talk in your neck of the woods about, okay, you keep rolling like this, maybe there is some kind of at-large consideration?
Well, it all depends what happens. I mean, you got to win games. But so the net going into that game last night was number 81. Okay, that's outside the bubble, obviously, way outside the bubble. Okay, but you've got a chance. So let's say you catch lightning in the bottle, you keep playing very well. You knock off the number 2 team in America, right? You went to the Pac-12 tournament now off a victory like that. That means you've beaten two teams that are playing much better in Arizona State and Utah as well as Arizona. Now you're at 21 wins. And I've been saying all along, I thought they had to get to the championship game at a bare minimum, and still it was a little bit dicey at that point in time. But, you know, if you get there, you got 21, now you got 3 more wins, now you're all of a sudden, well, you probably only have 2 more wins because you probably got the first round bye if that was the case if you ran the table. So you're sitting at 23 wins at that point with 9 losses. You know, you got a chance anyway, depending on how things fall around the country. But, you know, now you've doomed yourself. Now the only way you get to the NCAA tournament is winning the Pac-12 conference tournament, which they're capable of doing. But it's just disappointing that they came out and played that way. You know, Ted Boyle came out last night in his postgame and was apoplectic afterward. And nobody is more honest and frank about his team and self-analytical about his team than Ted is on a postgame interview. He's phenomenal in that regard. But the one thing he said that really resonates, he said, "I can handle getting beat." Okay, that happens in sports, right? No matter if you're a good team or not, you're going to get beat at some point in time. He said, "I just don't like the fact that we beat ourselves. Arizona State didn't beat Colorado last night. CU didn't even give itself a chance to win that ball game last night." That's what's so disheartening about it.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, when you and I talked last week, we were looking at that realistic possibility of grabbing 20 wins, and we thought, okay, that should be it. I mean, that should be the one that this team's able to grab. But now you got to pull off some craziness if you want to get that. Obviously, Utah's the last game of the season, but that game tomorrow night, as you said, it's the last home game of the season. Who knows? Maybe there's some magic there. But Mark, what are we talking about? What are the realistic chances that the Buffs team can pull off the major upset?
Well, there's always a chance. I mean, There's Cinderella stories every single year. Colorado's beaten very good teams in the past, so, you know, there's always a chance. But, you know, the thing about it is you've got an Arizona team playing very well right now. If Colorado plays anything remotely close to they did last night, well, there's no chance. But if they come out and play like they're capable of playing, like we've seen them play here in the recent past, certainly they can go and compete with them. They competed with them. They were down, I think, 1 or 2 points at halftime down at Arizona here a few weeks ago. And so, you know, they can play. Listen, Arizona is not like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Alcindor and the UCLA Bruins back in the day. I mean, let's not make them out to something they're not. They're a very good basketball team. They're one of the four or five best basketball teams in America. Make no mistake about it. They're a very offensively explosive team, but they're not insurmountable. I mean, this isn't going to go down as one of the great teams of all time. So, yeah, if Colorado plays well tomorrow night, they will be in that ball game, and they'll compete with them and have a chance to win at home. But if they don't, they have no chance at all.
Yeah. I was going to ask you kind of the overall landscape, too. How do you feel looking at these teams, these top 10 teams or so? As you said, Arizona, number two, but, you know, they're not going to go down as this crazy historic team. What are you looking at when you see these teams this year? I mean, do you feel like in the top 10, my goodness, any of these guys are beatable by even, you know, kind of the middle-of-the-road teams, edging outside of the middle of the road? What's your opinion on the landscape of the top 10 teams or so?
Well, I think there are very good teams out there. I think Gonzaga is a very good team. I think Arizona is a very good team. They're both offensively explosive. And by the way, how do you like the fact you've got Mark Few and then the guy that was his assistant coach for 20 years playing the number two, or rather coaching the number two team in America? So they play very similar. I think Baylor is a very good team. I think Duke is a very good team. I mean, go on down. I think Kentucky's a very good. But, you know, I don't know that I look at any of these teams and think these are all-time great teams right now. I mean, in recent years, you know, you've seen, you know, Kentucky had a little bit of a run there with John Calipari where they had some spectacular teams. You had, in recent years, North Carolina's had some. Duke has had some at different times. And so there are teams you look at and go, well, that, you know, last year going into the tournament, I thought Baylor and Gonzaga were head above everybody in the country, okay? I think now you're looking at all these teams, and they're very good. Do I think they're all-time great teams? Absolutely not. I think they're very, very good teams. So I think if you look at the tournament, I think you've got probably – oh, I'm going to say six or seven that you say are probably legitimate national championship contenders. And he always said it with a caveat because, you know, I go back in my history to 2003. Nobody thought Syracuse was going to win the national championship, but they did that year. Whoever catches fire at the right time. There are a lot of talented teams out there. But we've got a tendency in modern sports to always, you know, ordain somebody one of the greatest of all time. Or every game we see, it's an instant classic. No, it's a very good game. Let's be honest about it. 25 years from now, we'll determine if it's a great team or a very good, or it's a great game or a classic or those kind of things. But we just overstate things so frequently. And so that's all I'm saying. Arizona is as good as anybody in the country. Colorado's going to have an enormous challenge tomorrow night. If they play as talented as they are, if they play a clean basketball game with great energy and intensity, take care of the basketball, and shoot the ball well, they'll have a shot against Arizona tomorrow.
Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And when you look at the rest of the Pac-12, I mean, obviously you got, you know, the Arizonas, the UCLAs kind of leading the brigade. How do you think the Pac-12 is going to show out when it's all said and done? I mean, you think Arizona, even though, like we're saying, maybe they're not historic, but if they can catch fire at the right time, maybe they can go on a run. UCLA maybe can go on a run and put on a show and good representation for the rest of the conference.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, they're all very, very capable because that's why they're ranked in the top 15 of the country. UCLA was in the Final Four a year ago, right? So they got everybody back. So they're one of the teams. I think Arizona is very capable. I think Oregon is exceptionally talented. Now, they've been inconsistent, but they've got an opportunity because of how deep and talented they are. They're a team that can catch fire and really make a run. I think if you look at the Pac-12 tournament, like I said, I was just talking with the guys in the Pac-12. We were discussing this. I think Arizona State and Washington State have got a chance to really make a run. I think Colorado's in that same group where they can make a run. Listen, you don't stumble into 18 wins. I mean, that just doesn't happen by accident. Bad teams don't win 18 games. Colorado's been inconsistent, but they are very talented. So I think right now you've got Arizona. They're hands down the top team in the league. I think UCLA is probably number two. Then you got that group of, I think, USC, Oregon a half step behind them, Colorado a half step behind them, Washington right there with Colorado. As hot as Arizona State, as talented as they are playing right now, they can catch fire and really cause some problems. I mean, look what Oregon State did last year. Oregon State had no shot of making the tournament, got to the Pac-12, made a heck of a run, got to the title game. If Jariah Horn hits a three-pointer, a wide-open three at the end, Oregon State loses. Colorado wins the Pac-12 championship, and Oregon State doesn't go to the NCAA tournament. And what do they do when they got there? Because, Jariah misses a shot. They end up winning the ball game. They go to the Elite Eight. And so that's what's fun about this time of year is there's a lot of talented teams out there. They're very rarely do we call them great teams, but they're talented. And boy, if you catch fire at the right time and you're playing good basketball, you can make a run.
That's what makes it so fun and probably so frustrating for coaches and players too, is that you can be special all year, and if a team that's, you know, kind of been average under the radar becomes even more special, they can knock you out. And that's the beauty of this tournament. And I'll tell you, Mark, and you're around that program every single day, all the time, and I know you're not as shocked, but I'm still pretty damn impressed with Tad Boyle and this young crew, because I look at it and go, wow, 18-10, 10-8, fifth place right now in the Pac-12. I'm still pretty blown away by that. I didn't really have expectations for the Buffs this year, and I certainly didn't think, man, maybe with the five-game winning streak, maybe we are talking about them slipping in.
You know, I think, I don't know if I'm sure if I said on your show last week or not, but I think last night, notwithstanding, listen, there have been three moments this season where Colorado has really underachieved, okay? I'm not even going to count the Southern Illinois loss early in the season because it was very early and all these kids were out there playing for the first time, but they end up getting beat. But I think Washington State, and Arizona State, they're your three games where Colorado went out and late and did not play very well. But overall, Tad Boyle, I think, has done a phenomenal coaching job with this team to get them where they are right now at 18-10. I think it's been amazing what he's been able to get out of these guys. Now, the thing that gets frustrated for Tad or any coach out there, we just talked about, is when a team catches fire and begins to play very well, you think, well, where was it all along?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we see teams play, you know, whatever team, whether it's Oregon State last year or, you know, Colorado, you know, after a five-game losing streak, what they did last night, why haven't they played with that kind of intensity all the time? Or why did it come and go at different times? And that's what young teams have to learn. What's happening with Colorado right now, this is a team whose identity is on the offensive end. And what I mean by that, what coaches mean by that, is that's where they generate their energy. When the shots are falling and, you know, things are going well, that's when the energy then matriculates over to the defensive side. Great teams, if you look at when Arizona comes in here, they don't rely upon their offense. They're a very good offensive team, one of the best in the country. But defensively is where they really generate their, you know, their energy, if you will, their intensity. Gonzaga does that. Other great teams in the country, that's what they learn to do. They're so good defensively that everything flows from that. That's when you know you've got a talented and a mature basketball team. And that's still part of kind of what's going on between the ears of the Buffaloes that they're working on.
Yeah, I tell you, though, assuming you can return a lot of these young guys, and I know that's a big assumption now in this day and age, but you should expect some – be the reverse. The expectation should be fairly high for CU next year.
Oh, without question. And think, Brady, they've got four guys who haven't played a moment of basketball or who had their seasons come to an end who would have been, you know, major contributors. Quincy Allen and Javon Ruffin. Quincy Allen was the number one recruit in that top 15 recruiting class Tad had last year. He hasn't played a moment. Javon Ruffin is a great shooter. He hasn't played a moment. Then Lawson Lovering and Elijah Parquet, of course, went down during the season. So, you know, you've got plenty of talent. You've got all kinds of talent coming back. The expectation will be much higher and much more focused, you know, a year from now. And then you've got the, you know, a phenomenal kid coming in from North Dakota who's a highly regarded big man they've got coming in. He's a 6'10", 6'11" guy, and a wing coming in from California that I talked to his AAU coach. He was raving about him. So, no, this thing will be loaded. And they knew this year was going to be maybe inconsistent. They thought it was very a talented team. Ted said, we're going to have some ball games that are going to be exceedingly high, and others were going to be frustrated as heck, and it's turned out that way. But, yeah, talent will win you ball games. But great intensity, especially on the defensive end, the way you rebound, those guys, those are what win you, you know, 20, 25 games and conference championships and, you know, deep runs in the NCAA tournament. And that's yet what this team has got to learn.
Mark, what time do we get going tomorrow in this big one? And like you said, anything's possible. And, boy, wouldn't that be something if the Buffs could get this one and carry that into the Pac-12 tournament. What time do you guys get rocking and rolling?
5:30 on the network and 6 o'clock with the tip-off tomorrow. And, you know, like all college basketball teams ready this time of year. You got senior day coming up, and so it'll be emotional afterwards. They say goodbye to all four seniors, but really, you know, Evan Batty has become such a special guy for this program. And so that'll be a lot of fun in many respects tomorrow.
Yeah, and a great guy, too. And I know you get so close with these guys doing your interviews and just getting to know him. And he's one of the good ones for sure.
I mean, he's the epitome of college athletics, wears his heart in its sleeve. And I think he'll go down, out of all the years I've been doing this, he goes down as the kid that has been the most connective with not only the student body, but the you know, Buff Nation and the community. And he's just one of those unique guys that, you know, kind of has become part of what college athletics is supposed to be about, and that's why they're fun to watch. And so, you know, there were plenty of great players you see. And we always love, I mean, you know, we had McKinley right last year, and you've got, you know, Roddy up at CSC. Those are great, great players. Evan is unique in terms of what he's done, in terms of kind of affecting, if you will, the community around him. And that's why he's such a unique guy, and those guys are very rare.
Yeah, no question. We could use a lot more of those guys around the state, around the country, to be honest, when it comes to basketball. Mark, my friend, always appreciate you. We'll be looking forward to that one tomorrow night.
All right. See you, buddy.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I am impressed with the Buffs. I do not think they're going to beat Arizona tomorrow. I do not think they're going to do anything wacky in the Pac-12 tournament. Their season's going to end, and maybe they get one of those secondary tournament thingies. CIT, NIT, TIT, TNT, whatever it is. You can tell I'm a huge fan of those. But I do think next year, you can expect the Buffs to get back into the NCAA tournament. 12:51 the time. Before we break, Marinda Simpson. Having someone local has never been more important for this northern Colorado area. She's here and ready to help. Marinda is your local State Farm insurance agent in the Fort Collins and northern Colorado area. Lifetime member of the Colorado State Alumni Association. She's an active CSU Ram Club member. She's in Fort Collins, of course, and deals with auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, life insurance, and business insurance in northern Colorado. Call Marinda Simpson with State Farm Insurance today at 970-223-7800. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break when we come back. Aaron Rodgers, what's going on with him? What's the next step there? Are we any closer to figuring out what he's going to be doing? Or should we be done completely and just put him out of our brains? We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
March Madness can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.